A preliminary hearing comes today for a man accused of killing six hunters in Wisconsin. And the state attorney general says she intends to prosecute this case herself. Pat Lautenschlager says she will take the rare step of representing the state in court, in person. Lautenschlager has also indicated she plans to run for re-election. Legal experts say a win in this case might help her to overcome an embarrassing arrest during her first term. Here's Sean Johnson of Wisconsin Public Radio.
The details of the case Lautenschlager will try are gory. Police say Minnesota resident and Hmong immigrant Chai Vang was hunting on private property in November when a landowner and a group of his friends told him to leave. Prosecutors say Vang started to walk away, then turned back and started shooting, hunting the men down and picking them off with his deer rifle. It's not the type of case a state's top lawyer usually handles. Attorney General Lautenschlager says she felt it was important to get involved.
I'm a trial court lawyer. I haven't been somebody who's had experience with appeals, but I have had a fair amount of experience with trials, and crimes against people are the ones in which I've been most involved in my professional life, and this is one which means a lot to me.
But it's been a while since Lautenschlager tried a case. During her 2 years as attorney general, she hasn't tried any. She spent more time setting the direction for Wisconsin's Department of Justice, suggesting all employers' health plans should cover birth control and that the federal No Child Left Behind Act need not be enforced in Wisconsin. University of Wisconsin law and political science professor Bert Kritzer says Lautenschlager has also received plenty of unwanted attention.
She's had some rocky days in office between issues over her use of a state vehicle, the drunk driving charge as well, and some health issues.
Specifically, she's undergone surgery and chemotherapy for breast cancer. Lautenschlager has downplayed that battle, and she's tried to do the same with her arrest last February.
It is something for which I have taken responsibility, and it's something from which I have learned much.
But that event has been hard for Lautenschlager to shake. Wisconsin's governor, a fellow Democrat, publicly chided Lautenschlager, and the two have barely spoken since. The state Republican Party says it fully intends to exploit the incident to campaign against her in 2006. Party Chair Rick Graber is also critical of Lautenschlager's decision to handle the Chai Vang case.
Well, I think it's curious, and I think it's even more curious that it was announced effectively on the day that she announced that she's running for office again.
It is rare for an attorney general to try any case. Lautenschlager's predecessor did it before both the state and U.S. Supreme Courts. But Jim Tierney says trial court is a different story. Tierney is the former attorney general of Maine and now teaches at New York's Columbia Law School. He says attorneys general don't look to trial courts for political gain.
Because the risks are too great. Trial is warfare. The juries react differently to different pieces of information. Sometimes they like the idea of an elected official trying a case, and sometimes they lean over backwards to discount it.
There's no telling whether the Vang case will ever go to a jury. Because Wisconsin has no death penalty, legal experts say attorneys on both sides may seek to avoid a trial. Peg Lautenschlager will make her first arguments before a judge in a Hayward, Wisconsin courtroom later this morning. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison, Wisconsin.